If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time sponsored financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week.
4.5.
Attractive benefits package and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Just appreciate that Carson is. Can you imagine running Sand Hills Global and running Currency and then running 1890, and then yet he still has time to text? I mean, that's remarkable.
It is.
It's remarkable.
He's that guy, though, right?
He's that guy. That's who he is, and that's why he is going to look at your resume, build this thing up, and your whole life changes. Just imagine right now all the dreams you wanted. I've always wanted an RV. Now you can have one. If you wanted an RV in your life, if you ever wanted the bass boat, if you've ever wanted these things.
An RV.
Carson,
a big RV parked in your front of your house.
In your house. Just pull. There's a big RV.
That's
guess
flex.
What? Guess what else Sand Hills does? They sell RVs. So you can be.
They do?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sand Hills Marketplace?
Yeah, exactly. They sell RVs. They have their own RV
company.
Want
an RV ship?
Yeah, want an RV? We'll call Carson. Get a discount.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so you can be working towards your RV while you're working at finance for the RV place.
God.
Think about that.
Just a thought.
Thank you for it.
Consider that.
Thank you, Carson.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time for a Thursday edition of Bill's Thrills.
The Thrills.
Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy! Nice.
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house.
The
Please
cape.
Call or text Randy with his cape at 402-417.
Jake with his cape.
5204. Dinert Contracting.
So I talked to someone recently.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, just check Randy. Mm-hmm. Just check him a little bit, which means when he comes in, see how the profession, and then see at the detailed notes, and he's got his tape measure with him, and he walks out of there with all, so that it doesn't like come in to kind of look it over. Yeah, I see what you want to get done here. I see, so move that wall. Yeah, we can do that. No, he has it detailed out. When he leaves and he gets back, he has everything. He'll have questions for you. But when you have somebody come in and remodel, just test him a little bit.
I'd like to see him whip that tape measure.
Oh, I bet he can. Imagine him
doing that.
Yeah, and he's writing stuff
down. You know
guys
that
would
use
tape. Oh, yeah. Yeah, doing that stuff.
He has a tape measure, whipping it with a cape.
With a cape.
Tape with the
crown on. And Hayden with him. Yeah.
Stuff over their heads.
Lifting stuff over his head for fun. God,
Randy.
What a picture.
Bill Thrills. What's today, Jake?
I think it's Cool Parenting Tips Thursday.
Cool Parenting Tips. I'm going to go back if it's okay.
Oh.
It's not. It doesn't go back. Well, it goes back to 100%. I'm sorry on that. To better times, if it's okay with everyone
I would appreciate it.
Text in if it's okay if I do better times.
It is.
Go back into the past, maybe in some 70s
We don't even
and
80s. Need to text line on that.
That is right there. So tell the kids there was no fret when there was no net. There was no fret when there was no net. Teach your kids how incredible it was back when field goals and extra points flew into the crowd.
Oh,
and there was no net.
Yes.
And there was no net. There was no all hands.
When was this?
About 2005 is kind of when the net became a deal. That's when Allstate kind of took over. A little earlier in the
ruined
NFL.
The
but it ruined. It ruined the fun.
Oh, now you're teaching me something.
Oh, it was.
There was a time when there was no
net. Oh, no
net.
Oh, all the time. Talk about people that sat in the south ends and north ends. They would try to catch the balls.
That's right.
And guess what? It was just rifled back down onto the field.
You're a genius.
It was incredible
times.
They
rifled them down.
They would. They'd throw them back, and they would. And so the next part would be, when you went out to warm up for the deals like that, managers went up into the stands. So the fans would be kind of like, there'd be just some people
this
up there.
This is remarkable.
So now they're bringing out the kickers and stuff, and they're just kicking extra points. Everyone landed in the stands.
Give me a year, please.
So you're 70s, 80s, you're back in there.
Did
in the 90s?
Into the 90s?
No, you got well into
you
the
90s. You were working there.
No, well into the 90s.
Okay, you were there.
Yeah, it's all it was when I was first starting coaching. And you'd see them out there. We'd have our guys up there in the stands.
I don't remember that.
And they'd be throwing the balls back. But I remember sitting in Tom Delmont seats, and they were in the south end zone. And like, hey, when they were kicking a field goal, go, hey, guess what? Might get to catch this bad boy.
Wait a second. Yeah. Who's Tom Delmont?
But Tom Delmont was my uncle, Tom Delmont.
good question.
Good question.
Journalist right here.
From
you know.
Beamer. The voice of, he was Mr. Beamer.
Who's Tom Delmont?
He was Mr. Beamer. Yes. He did.
You
he
would
the
have
voice,
an opportunity to catch
a ball.
A field goal or extra point.
Yeah, and sometimes they would kick kicks into the end zone. Into the end zone on kickoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And they would catch the ball. And it was, and he'd rifle him back down. And that wasn't,
this is learning.
And when you
right
went
now.
To opponents, here's a great opponent story. So the opponents, you get out there, get a warm up. So you'd send people up into the stands. Mm-hmm. I remember being there with, we're playing at Michigan. I'm coaching at Utah right there. Big brouhaha breaks up. The Michigan fans wouldn't give us our balls back. So we're warming up in the stands. And I see there's like a scuffle up in the stands with our managers trying to get balls back from the Michigan fans are taking
awesome.
And putting them in their coats.
This is awesome.
That is awesome. Which was a thing of beauty.
That is awesome, yeah. By the way.
I love that.
And there'll be people, I bet you, from the north and south end zone from the 80s and 90s, 70s, remember the ball. Think about this back in the day. When Johnny Rogers was playing, there was no net.
No.
So the balls were getting kicked into the stands.
We could do this all
day. All day. And then
the
managers then would run down after a touchdown or a field goal. They would run down into the end zone. They're kind of like, hey, right here. Bring it in here, right here. And then they'd throw it down, and somebody would chuck it, and sometimes it wouldn't make it. It might hit somebody in the back of the head. It wouldn't make it. It wouldn't make it all the way. It's like, oh, wow, someone just got drilled in the back of the head.
They're down for the count.
And now we just
knocked out.
Tom Delmont's down.
Delmont's down. What the hell just happened?
Football, they can't make it down to the field.
Yeah,
the back
it
of
was
the
every deal like that. I remember I was in the stands where the ball would land like a couple guys over. It's a big deal.
I know.
Also, when it comes in the stands, it's humming.
I know.
It's
it would
coming
be a big
in,
deal.
Talk about coming in hot.
Yeah.
It's coming in hot.
Wow.
And you knew if you were in the hot zone, too, it's like, hey, extra points are going to be right in our area. They're going to be right in this little
cove. There'd
be
some murmur.
Cove.
Yeah.
Be, hey, get heads up here.
Yeah.
Heads up.
Wow. Now, people are going to wonder, try to pinpoint as best you can when the nets came into play.
When I Googled it, they said somewhere on college ball was around in the 05. Because it's an elaborate scheme. They have to run the net up, and then they have to have a run of wire all the way across the stadium for that thing to be up there. That wasn't happening.
05.
It wasn't happening. Like that. Also,
05.
in all these small colleges now, you think there's a net at UNK? No, the ball is just – it would almost hit one of the dormitories. It was incredible. That's how things were.
Oh, my God. This is
– We have some respect. Hey, guys. It's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board. with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks. I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I hope so.
Joe in Boulder, good friend of the show, brings his gifts. Really, he says, I was in the end zones when some of the balls were kicked there, and you judged the person throwing it back by how close they got to the manager, and you would cheer or boo them with how close they got.
Yeah,
and pass
the guy
back.
Caught the ball.
It's part of
the
game.
Manager's going
part
like this. Fun. Right here. The manager, bring it right here.
Part of the fun.
You'll like this, Bill. Someone says this. This is Adam in Lincoln says, I just caught a field goal in the stands at an FAU game last fall. My daughter goes to college there, was surprised to see no nets at their game.
FAU. So FAU doesn't
no
have
nets still.
Well,
2025.
Here's the deal. If you don't have a stadium that can run an incredible elaborate cable across the end zone, you don't have one. You know, so you don't have that setup. Or you have to actually, like in some, I think Virginia, I believe, they have actual poles that they put in to run them up to have that set. But just the gamesmanship that went on like that. And then when you just saw the look on our manager's face, as Michigan fans were stealing the footballs from us.
That's so funny.
Better times.
Now,
Steve,
on that note, Scott Minnesota says, I have a football marked UConn from a kicker practicing field goals at a game long ago. Probably supposed to toss it back, but it is right now a treasured possession.
Ryan,
for me.
It'd be tempting to keep the football.
Yeah, I would be tempted too. I'm not going to lie to him like that. At home, it's real easy. And then you'd go to the other end zone, right? So then we'd jog down to the other end zone, and then we just send managers up. Managers headed up into the stands.
It was a deal you had
to
do.
And then also, we had to do that even when I was practicing in the stadium a few years ago with us, with the kickers and stuff. We had to have managers go up in there because we didn't have the. Because on the one end zone, the south end zone, south end zone, we didn't have access to put the deal up. But one of the things was, when we came out in the north end zone, was the kickers had to put the net up.
They had to do it themselves.
Had to put the net up. If not, they're up there landing, and then you don't know where it landed at. But God.
Section 37, row 6. Trust me.
Yeah,
I saw it.
I saw it. 37-6.
It's right.
102. 102.
To your left.
Left.
To your left. More left.
Oh. Wow. So did Tom. Did Tom have to address this in meetings?
Like, probably did.
Now
yeah,
we
yeah.
need. Now
we got to have our man.
We got to have those balls back.
Need those balls back. Of course, in Nebraska, they threw them back, but it was a big deal for warmups because fans would get there early, and then the fans would bustle over to get one of the balls that landed to throw it back in.
Missed all that. I did.
Better
I missed all of it. I didn't notice it. I kind of kicked myself for not noticing.
Anything else in the text line? Yeah. Jakers, no one interested.
Phil says this. He says I always wanted to catch a field goal in the south end zone and then drill Little Red as he ran by celebrating.
No, that's not. Why would you?
Bill, be cool, man.
Oh, better times.
Tom Delmont.
Tom Delmont.
Who's Tom Delmont?
Hold on.
Well, Delmont's down. Delmont's down. He got hit in the back of the head with a field goal.
Nelson Montana says, when we were young in the 80s at NAU, that's going to be Northern Arizona,
Northern Arizona,
the walk-up Sky Dome, they let a few of us down on the field helping chase down field goals during pregame. That was indeed better times.
Oh, the Sky Dome was incredible. And also an interesting note on the Sky Dome, which we'd always talk about, this might haunt us. The goalpost, which to my mind was on when you're in the stands at NAU's fans, is on the left. It was about 11 foot. It was a foot too tall, and they never fixed it. We're always like, we look at it and go, and so we measured it one time. It's like, It was like 10 feet, 11 inches.
What's the deal?
It just didn't go into the deal right, and we never fixed it. It just stayed at that. That was what the height was. We were always like, if we lose a game by a ball hitting the upright, we miss it by an inch, it'd be bad, and we knew it was too high. Oh,
never happened, though. This is amazing.
Before I tag you out, Bill, with the headline, we just got some starred comments come in, some paid comments on YouTube.
No kidding.
This never happens. No. Colton says this. Howdy, gentlemen. For 3 years now, you guys have gotten me through the first 3 hours of my shift. Love the insight. Love the personalities. And generally, I'm in agreement with your guys' takes. That's my long way of saying I love the show. Keep up the great work. And don't forget, Randy. Thank you, Colton.
Called him with the Randy.
Colton.
He paid to get those comments on.
Wow. Hold on. He paid
$15
get that comment on?
What's that called? Super chat?
I think it's called.
What are we talking about here? I have no idea.
This show has never, ever really utilized the super chat.
Super chat.
You guys are welcome to super chat if you'd like.
Yeah. You can send in money.
There's money. There's $15.
We don't
there.
Get that money.
I don't know how where I'll the tell money you what, goes,
just
but...
send us $10 and we'll read it.
That's all we ask.
Yeah, you don't have to. Just send 99 cents.
Yeah, send
1 cent, you know.
Yeah, send us a gift card for $10 and we'll read all your comments.
Colton.
That's Colton. Thank you, Colton.
What's it called?
He super chatted that.
They're super chats.
Where's Colton from?
I don't know. He just sent the two texts.
And we get him through the first 3 hours. Think about
a shift.
I thought about this the other day. We used to be a 2-hour show.
I know. We'd be in here right now.
Yeah, we'd be out of here right now.
We were done.
We couldn't get it all done. When did we make that move? When did that happen?
That was back
Jay?
In February. Early February of this year.
Wait a second.
It's almost
hasn't
a year.
Been a year.
Are we having an anniversary for that?
We could.
Anniversary? Should we go back to 2 hours?
It's probably around Groundhog Day time.
No, we're not going back to 2 hours.
I wouldn't mind going like 3:15 sometimes.
Sometimes we do.
Yeah. Bill, the headline, would be a little much.
Four would be a little much.
The headline one more time, please, Bill.
There's no fret when there was no net.
God.
Teach your kids that.
Can you do this one tomorrow, too?
Tomorrow's the Monster Mash.
Oh, that's true.
I don't know. This one is
this one hit me.
It just hit me. Just watching an extra point one time and hit the good hands from Alston. I go, you know what this reminds me of? Better times when they didn't have that net.
I'm sort of embarrassed I didn't notice this. Yes. I didn't notice that balls would fly into the stands and they had to be retrieved. And there was a whole operation going on.
A whole operation.
Down. Yeah, see, you were a part of that.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today, the topic is college basketball arenas. I'll give you the name. You tell me what school plays there.
Interesting.
College basketball arenas. You guys, by the way, are...
Bill, did you hear that?
No, Joey had texted me, so I was reading that. Yeah. Go ahead.
College basketball arenas.
He names the arena, we name the school.
Easier than that.
Now, if it's something that's been renamed, like AT&T...
No,
in
I'm
the
not
last
doing that.
Okay.
No, these are all,
okay.
long-standing names.
Okay, we should have some idea then.
And you guys are 2-1 in the week, 34-19 overall. So. Okay. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the dick down, Sip and Bill in trivia. Today's topic is college basketball arenas. You guys feel okay about this?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you answer the question?
Bill does not.
Well, if it was like 1988, yes. But now there's a lot of things. I don't
know. Just calm down.
Okay, I'm going to go. Let's go. I feel okay. Yeah.
Alex, how do you feel about college basketball arenas today?
Probably 50-50.
Okay.
Right, Alex, where are you from?
Lincoln.
From Lincoln. We have a Lincoln listener.
Wow, we have
only
Lincoln
have
listener.
Six of you, so thank you.
True. Age, Alex?
Age? 23.
Oh, young Frank.
Yeah.
Young buck.
Young. All right, Alex, good luck. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sip. As always, Alex, what school plays at Little John Coliseum in college basketball?
Heard of it. I have heard it.
Face.
Is it St. John's?
St. John's. No.
It's a good guess. I don't know it well enough to guess.
Hold on. Let me make sure. I don't know.
We're going to be mad we don't know this. I know.
Little John Arena. John Arena. Pass.
That'd be Clemson. I don't know if you feel bad about that.
I don't feel bad about that at all. I've heard it. But
The next three, I think we can
Who's
get.
That coach, by the way?
Brad Brownell.
Okay.
Jake knows sports
for a long time.
He follows sports. Jake knows sports
better than we do.
Yeah. I do happen to watch sports once in a while. Yeah. All right, sip first
question.
We got to
start watching sports.
What school plays at Hinkle Field House?
Oh, we should know that. It's the famous. It's famous. As a...
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.